Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC in the home stretch of our membership drive now. We hope you'll support the station, but we'll talk about that later. Our first guest today is Simon Rogers from The Guardian newspaper, who has been devoting much of the last week to going meticulously through the 400,000 Pentagon documents about the Iraq War released to news organizations by the group WikiLeaks. Only five news organizations worldwide, one each in five different countries, got the leak. And this is so massive and so overwhelming that I think it's left many people as confused as enlightened by the sheer volume of it. So we begin with a short primer on what matters in the WikiLeaks document dump. Simon Rogers edits The Guardian's data blog. Using the documents, he and his team have created a map of the approximate location of every death in the Iraq War. You can see that map on our show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Simon, thanks for doing this. Hello from New York.
Good morning. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Is the most important new thing the total number of deaths from the war, which seems to be higher than previously reported?
Well, I think it's the fact that we've suddenly got all this incredible detail on the huge numbers of people who died and kind of how they died and what happened as within the limitations of this enormous database, because big as it is, it's not complete.
The document reportedly records a total, I should say the documents, plural, because it's really sifting through these 390,000 things,
sure.
Record a total of 109,032 violent deaths between 2004 and 2009. It is claimed that more than 66,000 of these were civilians, about 24,000 deaths are classified as enemy, and about 15,000 as members of the Iraqi security forces. The logs also include the deaths of 3,771 U.S. and allied soldiers. I think this is according to your count. What's the meaning of that breakdown as it strikes you?
I mean, I think it just shows that in a war as kind of as violent as the war in Iraq was, that the people who really suffer the most at the end of the day are the civilians. You know, there's a huge number. 66,000 is a lot of people.
66,000 civilians out of 109,000 deaths.
That's right. And most of those civilian deaths were murders, which, you know, there was a big uptake in sectarian violence in Iraq around 2005, 2006. In 2006, there was something like, you had December 2006, had 2,600 murders. That's just one month. That year had nearly 17,000 murders. So that was it's obviously been a really big part of the war there. But also you had a huge number of, they call them IED explosions. So IEDs, these roadside bombs, mm-hmm. which have become so prolific in Afghanistan as well. And there was something like 65,000 IED explosions over that period. 31,000 people died because of that. So what the data gives us, I suppose, is a real insight into the kind of the war day to day. Because it's full of every kind of incident where somebody died, where the multinational forces were involved. So it could be something like a traffic accident would be recorded on there. And you get to latitude and longitude, so suddenly you can map it, and it starts to give you a picture of the war across the country.
Tell us more of that. Why did you create a map showing the locations of the deaths?
Well, I guess my team at The Guardian, we work on, the horrible technical term which people are starting to use for this stuff is data journalism, mm-hmm. where we get spreadsheets and data, and we try and get stories out of them. And with this data set, what we had to do, I suppose, was firstly we had to make it easier for the investigative team within The Guardian to look at it and pick out stories. And you had these kind of very experienced Iraq reporters who were looking at the data, people like Jonathan Steele and James Meek, who'd been to Iraq during the invasion and certainly knew the country. And then for us, what we started to look at was, well, the big story here is obviously the huge amount of deaths. I mean, 109,000 people, if a city of 109,000 people disappeared overnight, it would have such a big impact. So we kind of started to think, well, what do these deaths look like if we start to put them on a map? Because we've got that data. So we use something called Google Fusion Tables, which is a bit of Google which they've just developed. And what it's very good at is mapping data, mapping spreadsheets. So you put it in there, and because it picked up latitude and longitude, it started to show these incredible patterns. You can see, for instance, there's a road north of Baghdad, which is just lined with IED attacks. And imagine if you were a soldier having to drive down that road every day, you'd be pretty nervous because you knew what was going on there. So it could start to give us that picture of the war across the country. You can see places like Fallujah where obviously there was a big military action there and the sort of things that went on there too.
And it's an amazing thing about the map. Like any Google map, if you zoom in on it, you can zoom further in or further out. If you zoom in, you can literally see what you were just describing, these roads where there were concentrations of deaths foot by foot by foot.
Exactly. And the great thing that Google gives you is you can click on a dot and it will bring up the data. So it will tell you who died. And what we've done with this data is because the Guardian made a decision, we weren't going to publish the whole database. Because the way that the data works is that every entry has a summary, which is the bit that's been very controversial because some of them name informers and so on in it. So what we've did for this data is we took that summary field out, and we're only publishing it's 59,000 odd events, the events where one or more people died. So we're just trying to show this is the raw stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we've deliberately tried to make sure we don't endanger anybody's lives out there.
And again, listeners, you can see the Guardian's map of Iraq war deaths on our site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And the Pentagon is clearly against the leaking of the documents, as you know, and said the reports are initial raw observations by tactical units. Are there limitations of the usefulness of this information that are important to note?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, awful as the figures are out of this data, they're almost definitely an underestimate, because we had an academic who's actually worked with this data before, who wrote a post for us, who said that what actually happens is when there's a lot of action going on, the guys out in the field don't have a chance to note every event, or where it's ambiguous, or where, for instance, the reports are coming from the Iraqi forces, where there was kind of inconsistencies there. And it comes from this big military database called SIGACTS, which stands for Significant Activity. And the way that was calculated changed. So we know it's an underestimate. I mean, for instance, it's underestimated even the U.S. and ally figures by about 600 or 700.
Yeah, I see. Even the deaths of U.S. and allied soldiers as counted by this database is 3,771, which is actually about 500 below the Pentagon's official number.
That's right. Yeah, it should be just over 4,000, shouldn't it, for that period? So that's a kind of a warning sign. And certainly in the fog of war where there was, there was an incredible amount of fighting there. You can see that, somebody out in the field doesn't necessarily have time to sit down and enter the data into a laptop. Yeah, because that's where this data comes from. That's the interesting thing about it. And also the other thing, I think, which is interesting about this is that actually you could use it to argue for the war or against the war. It shows, for instance, how tough it was for the guys fighting on the ground, but it also shows on the other side how many civilians got killed, accidentally or otherwise.
20 seconds.
It's just raw facts in a way, isn't it? And you can use those raw facts.
20 seconds left. Are you still looking at it? Are there questions you're still exploring?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And we've put the data out there so people can come back to us and say we've spotted this, because there's so much in there that necessarily we're not going to find. So obviously if any of your readers go on and they see something interesting, let us know.
All right, listeners, there you are. The challenge to crowdsource the map that The Guardian made of deaths in Iraq during the war from the WikiLeaks data dump. Simon Rogers edits The Guardian's data blog. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Really informative.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our next guest, the U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan, will join us. Stay with us.